Triple M Mid North Coast. It is Strotty for Brekkie with our favourite day of the week arriving. That is the late, great Murray Happ and the Strotty Breakfast Show singers led by the great Tony Verhoeven and the It's Friday song for Friday, the 15th day of February. Hope you got through Thursday. Okay, it was a little bit cool in the latter part of the day and the cloud around. But it's not going to last, folks. Back on Monday, up to 34 degrees and hot and steamy. But anyway, we will take it while we can. Three-fifths of bugger all, if I can say that, at this hour of the morning. As far as the rainfall went in the last 24 hours, I think 0.8 in Coffs Harbour, 0.4 in Port Macquarie, the only thing in the gauge. Anyway, we're here. We're getting towards the end of the week, or in a few hours' time, and we're excited. We're ready to rock and roll. Okay, let's have a look at what's making news around the place today. Now, nationally, it's not far away from us. Firefighters are working hard in northern New South Wales with three fires at advice levels. 19 homes have been lost, and one of these fires was deliberately lit. Can you believe it? So we wish our fireys all the very best that are just above us in northern New South Wales, working very hard with those fires. Locally, work is progressing well on new stages of the Aldervilla Correctional Centre, and the Junior State Cup of Touch Footy starts today in Port with some 12,000 people descending on that area. Lee will give you details of that later on in the morning. Now, in sport, in cricket, in the Big Bash, the Melbourne Stars defeated the Hobart Hurricanes by 6 wickets at the Blundstone Arena last night. And tonight, the Renegades will take on the Sixers with the grand final on Sunday. Now, locally in cricket, we've got round 13 of the Premier League tomorrow, and only 2 points separate first and third. It's a very close competition. Sunday sees the legendary Beachwood Sevens on from about 8:30. I think the final will be around 5:30. On the show today, plenty happening, let me tell you. After seven, we'll give you our top three things to do around the coast at the weekend. More Red Hot Summer Tour tickets to give away. Very funny episode of Cactus featuring a Valentine's Day review. John Michael with all the Hollywood goss. And I know today he's going to talk about Hugh Jackman. He's very close to achieving a record. We'll talk more about that later. We've got $1,000 up for grabs on the birthday wheel. Again, your last chance for the week. And if you're birthdaying today, you're sharing it with the likes of Matt Groening, Jane Seymour and Ernest Shackleton. And we'll also check what's on the Mid-North Coast today. Christy coming in around 8:45. 13:27:10. You can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website, Triple M Mid-North Coast. If you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up. Also, if you're on the Pacific Highway, as I mentioned, out of 5 o'clock this morning, we do have a car accident. Moreland Pacific Highway. It's just approaching Hannam Vale Road. One of the two southbound lanes is closed. Emergency services still there. Take it easy. We
love
our city.
Love living here.
Why would you want to live anywhere else?
It's just a good spot.
Love it. Feels good.
You can play.
I can always have a good laugh on my way to work.
How green was my cactus? On Triple M for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe.
Stocking a huge range of designer pots and brand new water features in stock now.
CNN, we cross to San Drasili in Canberra for this Cactus National News special two-minute in-depth review of Valentine's Day.
February 14th, when lovers everywhere show each other their appreciation with an overpriced dinner and a card so schmaltzy it would make even André Rieu throw up. It even happens in the political world where love is rare.
I got the best Valentine's Day gift ever. Fair dinkum.
PM Scott Slomo Escomo.
Yes, my wife Jenmo gave me this. A Tony Abbott pinata. The idea being that beating it with a spiked club would make the voters love me. But of course, when it finally burst open, well, there was absolutely nothing of any substance inside. Which was good, because I thought it would be full of
Yes, Valentine's Day. Proposition leader Bill. Curly really enjoyed his gift.
Well, Chloe and I made love together on a bed made out of Lego.
Pardon?
Oh, there's nothing kinky about it. It's just the only way that Chloe can stay awake. Sandra?
Oh.
Oh, she's asleep.
And what about Green Party? Spokes Pixie Sarah Handsome Eyebrows was there love in the air on Valentine's Day?
Sort of. I spent the day kneeling on the highway giving roadkill the kiss of life. That's about as good as it gets for me on Valentine's Day. Although I did make love to the whole planet by not breathing out all day to cut down on CO2 emissions. I love you, Earth.
You didn't breathe out all day? You should be dead.
Good point.
Oh, Melania, Melania.
But we leave you with the most beautiful Valentine's Day poem ever written, according to its author, the colourful leader of the free world, President Donald Trump.
Melania, my love for you is more than I can bear. Every hour I want to hold you close and run my fingers through your hair.
Ow! Stop that, Donald! Yes, Valentine's Day. Isn't love grand? And with a restaurant dinner, roses, champagne, a gift and a hotel room, a grand is about right. Ha, ha, ha. Ha.
How green was my cactus? Yeah. On Triple M for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe.
Stocking a huge range of designer pots and brand new water features in stock now.
Triple M's fishing best bet.
And that is to keep a lid on your fishing litter. If it's not in the bin, it's on you. Good morning, Bluey Waters.
Good morning, Shorty.
Well, not a bad sunrise this morning. A little bit of cloud out there and the southerly wind blowing again today. So I'd say the ocean is going to look sensational. And it has warmed up, Louis, the water in particular.
Yes, the water's warmed up nicely. And we had a bit of a cool day with that little bit of a breeze on the water. And that was sort of quite pleasant. And the fish cooperated. Again, we went for a brim of blackfish and we came home with some nice blackfish and a few quality brims. So all in all, the day was quite successful.
Yeah, not much movement in the tides. The high tide is only a 0.9 today, Bluey. That's coming up about 6 o'clock in the evening, but the bottom of the tide at midday. Given that and what's happening with the wind, where do you think we should go?
Yeah, I'm out for the estuary this morning. I'm going to pump a few yabbies when that tide starts to move out, and I'm going to take a few worms with me, and I'm going to see if there's some quality whiting around. We did notice a couple of spools yesterday morning, nice and early, so I'm hoping I can attack them today. So out for the estuary, try for a whiting on worms or yabbies.
Okie dokie. Heard anything from outside?
No, it's been pretty quiet out there, but the boys will be starting to, with this southerly starting to settle down a bit. I think the boys will be out over the weekend. I predicted that we'll start to see some nice snapper and pearl perch in and maybe some nice Spanish mackerel coming on the bite also. So all in all, the Deep Sea boys might get a chance this weekend.
That'll be good. Now, three clubs out this weekend?
Yeah, got a couple of clubs out. Firstly in town here, the Port Macquarie Blue Water Fishing Club has got their Sunday comp on. 12 o'clock weigh-in back at the marina, followed by a barbecue. Also the North Haven Bowling Club Anglers. There's a 2 o'clock weigh-in underneath the clubhouse with a barbecue. And, of course, our good friends, the Loredan Hotel Fishing Club. There's a 1 o'clock weigh-in. The barbecue starts at 12 o'clock at the front of the hotel.
Fantastic, Bluey. Of course, it is our favourite day of the week, Friday. And, ladies and gentlemen, the Sports Tab Best Bet with Bluey.
Yes, the Bluey Water Sports Tab Best Bet. We're off to Randwick races tomorrow, Saturday. Race 1, Barrier 5, Horse 6, Fury Red at 5-1.
Fury Red at 5-1. We like that. Beautiful. A lobster on that will get you $100, which will be absolutely fantastic. Now, if that salutes...
The Bluey Waters Bottle-O Best Bet.
Yeah, the Bluey Waters Bottle-O Best Bet this weekend. We're off to Dan Murphy's. We've got two of his extra dry stubbies at $41.95 a carton.
$41.95. What's that a grog, Bluey?
$1.75, thank you. Sip and save all weekend.
$1.75. Now, how much is water at your place?
It's refrigerated, fully imported from the Victorian Alps for $2.50 a bottle.
It's cheaper than water. I love it when he says that. Have a great weekend, Bluey.
Cheers.
Thanks to the Future Pool Company, making your dream pool a reality.
This is the Mid-North Coast's Triple M News.
All
On the mid-north coast today, mostly sunny and a top of 26. Good morning, I'm Lee Jollo with the latest local news. Investigations have commenced this week that could eventually lead to a new bridge crossing the Macleay River. Roads and Maritime are now partnering with Kempsey Shire Council to carry out a feasibility assessment. Traffic counters and cameras are being installed in a number of locations across Kempsey to gather info on traffic needs. State government budgeted $1 million in June last year to fund the planning of the new bridge. The 440-bed expansion of Mid-North Coast Correctional Centre is on track to be complete by the end of the year. When it's done, 90 ongoing jobs will be created in the Macleay. The announcement comes just 12 months since construction began. That work has kept plenty of locals in jobs as well. 70% of tradies on the job are from Kempsey, some 450 people on site. State government has announced money to come off the cost of power bills for self-funded retirees. Port Macquarie MP Leslie Williams says it's great news given the high population of seniors we've got in the region.
We understand that energy costs are putting pressure on those with fixed incomes, and this new policy will ensure that self-funded retirees receive the support they deserve. For the first time, around 130,000 self-funded retirees will be able to claim $200 a year.
Money back will be available to those who hold a Commonwealth Seniors Health Card through the Service New South Wales centres and online from July 1. NRL initiative Hogs for the Homeless is set to kick off today. It's seeing a crew of ex-Blues stars hopping on a motorbike and touring the countryside to raise money for those in need. The initiative is being led by Brad Fittler. Others taking part including Danny Badiris, Nathan Hindmarsh, Steve Menzies and more, travelling through 10 regional towns. They're departing Sydney today before arriving in port this afternoon for their first stopover. Following last year's ride, a cheque for $70,000 was handed over to the Youth Off the Streets program. Now to sport. The build-up is over with the Junior Touch Football State Cup underway this morning. New South Wales Touch Association General Manager Dean Russell says this year the comp is so big, it's been split into two conferences, with Port hosting the Northern one.
It'll be about the similar size in playing numbers and refereeing numbers that we have with our Senior State Cup. So we're looking at about 237 teams coming in. We're probably bringing around 12,000 people into the township this weekend.
And that's the latest news and sport.
Triple M's beach and surf conditions with Hutto, thanks to Camden Haven Marine, your Suzuki Marine dealer on the Mid-North Coast.
Good morning. There's a few waves around our southern corners today. The wind's out of the south to southeast early, so those southern corners do have the cleanest and the best conditions for a surf. The swell is also out of the southeast wave size. You're looking around that 3-foot mark with the occasional bigger set coming through. We do have low tide around noon today. High tide is around 6 o'clock this afternoon, and the water temperature's around 19 to 21 degrees. And now for the surf for this weekend. Saturday is looking like a fun day already. The wind's going to be light. It'll be out of the southeast to south, similar to today. Wave size again will be out of the southeast, so those southern corners will have the best, with wave size around that 3 to 4 feet mark. And then on Sunday is even looking better than Saturday. The wind will be light and offshore early in the morning, turning northeast in the afternoon, but it'll remain light all day, so most beaches should have some really nice waves on Sunday. The swell will turn around to the east. Wave size will be around that 3 to 4 feet mark.
Johnny Leakes, the latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Macleay Valley.
If you love Elvis, the Gordon Hendrix Is Elvis show is on at the Glasshouse on Sunday at 4 in the afternoon. Now, Gordon is performing all your favourite Elvis songs, recreating those magical moments in a stunning 3-hour show. The show's won world acclaim. Tickets are around $60.
When no one else can understand me.
Elton John, the world's greatest musician, is saying farewell to his millions of fans around the world, and the Triple M Network is excited to be a presenting partner of the Elton John Farewell Yellow Brick Road in Australia. Now, Elton John brings his farewell tour to the Hope Estate in the Hunter Valley in January 2020. Now, tickets go on sale from 9 o'clock this morning through Ticketek.
I just feel very joyous about the opportunity to go around the world and play and say thank you to all the fans that I've had.
Across the Mid-North Coast.
Strawny for breakfast.
Triple M, Mid-North Coast. It's Strawny for Brekkie and the Red Hot Quiz. It's been great fun this week. Jason in Maxville's picked up the double pass to the Red Hot Summer Tour. Saturday, March 16, starring that man, the great man, John Stevens from Noiseworks, also Susie Quattro, The Angels, The Baby Animals, Screaming Jets, Moving Pictures and Chocolate Starfish. If you missed out on the tickets, Caleb's got more to give away this afternoon, though. Head to redhotsummertour.com.au or Ticketmaster 136100 to get your tickets. That is going to be some type of show. 6 to 7.
Extra, read all about it.
What the papers are saying. Thanks to Chris and V at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Morning, Lee Jolo. And I've got to say, first up, papers will be a little bit late today because the Herald were late getting here. So if you're wondering, where's my paper? Like a cranky curmudgeon. Curmudgeon is a good word. I learnt that word from the Mal de Mer Club about 20 years ago. Snap, good morning. I think, didn't Steve Smallwood give you that name, Snap? But anyway, a curmudgeon. But that's the reason why the paper truck with the Herald was running late this morning. Anyway, Lee, what are they saying?
Very good, very good. Yes, in the Daily Telegraph today, the headline, PM's red line. Prime Minister Scott Morrison vowed yesterday he would never cross that red line on border protection, even if it meant more defeats on the floor of Parliament as Labor uses its numbers to cause legislative mayhem. The government yesterday was forced to pull its big stick power legislation to avoid losing more votes by defibrobusting through the longest question time in history. And scandal hit DeBellin is back. Dragon star Jack DeBellin returned to training yesterday as the NRL's leading women's advisor called for him to be benched until the rape charge he faces is finalised in court. And in the Sydney Morning Herald today, battered AMP in free fall. Teetering wealth giant AMP has been smashed by investors after revealing its customers are fleeing in droves to industry super funds in what the group called a perfect storm. Ministerial inquiry to target RPA bully claims. A major Sydney hospital is the subject of a ministerial investigation into its handling of a trainee surgeon's claims of bullying amid rising outrage at the exploitation of junior doctors. And Pet Project, very real risk to murder trial. We're now hearing Chris Dawson's solicitor telling court in a podcast the teacher's pet has contaminated his trial.
Good on you, Lee. Thank you for that. Now, you had to read the word filibuster there. Now,
it's my enemy, that word.
Filibustering, you know what it means? It's a political term where they're in a debate, but they just keep making speeches to draw it out to try and delay it. But you only ever hear it. Like, I think last time we heard it was when in the United States they were trying to delay something. But filibustering, you don't hear that word, do you?
No.
Lee hates it. He hates that word.
It's too long for me.
Too long. Now, with you, Lee, we've got some good news about the Aldervilla Correctional Centre and thousands here for the touch footy. And we are reminding people going to the airport, you've got to allow an extra half an hour if you're going peak times.
Yeah. So the Kempsey Prison expansion is doing great things for the local economy with 450 local tradies on the job over the past 12 months. The 440-bed upgrade is progressing well and on track to be done by the end of 2019. Once it's done, 90 full-time permanent positions will be created, providing further opportunities for residents to take on a variety of roles. Oxley MP Melinda Pavey, she's saying once it's done, it'll be a state-of-the-art facility. Yesterday, Corrections Minister David Elliott joined her in touring the area, and indeed, that'll be a good one for the area. For sure.
For employment. Good
on you. Yeah, for employment.
Thank you, Lee. All right. I know you're toddling off back to your newsroom to shake your head at filibustering, but there you go. It's 3 to 7. Marina with the traffic not far away. After 7, our top 3 things to do around the coast at the weekend. Now, I'll also catch up with Paul Dilley from Highway Patrol to talk about the ins and outs of traffic over the 3 days of the State Cup. So stay listening for Paul. All the good guff coming up after 7 here.
Strawny's top 3 things to do this weekend on Triple M.
Well, food, fun and frivolity is on at the Nambucca Head Surf Life Saving Club tomorrow from 6 p.m. Games, raffles and great prizes. It's a fundraiser for the club, $10 in, and it's also all you can eat. You beauty! Touch football and the State Junior Cup starts today in Port Macquarie and runs through until Sunday, as Dean Russell explains from Touch New South Wales.
So we're looking at about 237 teams coming in. That's going to equate, when you add the parents and brothers and sisters and siblings that are coming into town, we're probably bringing around 12,000 people into the town this weekend.
Racing and Sunday, it is a huge one in Port Macquarie with the country championships and the championship qualifier over 1,200 metres. Here's Michael Bowman.
Well, it's a $150,000 race, so the winner gets $76,000, but first and second also go to Sydney to compete for $500,000. So it's very keenly sought after. Plenty for the family to do. We kick off at 12:40, live music from Bestie, a gourmet barbecue, and free jumping castle for the kids, and free face painting.
Stoney's top three things to do this weekend on Triple 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 M. I'm the free online computer generated voice for Stoney's Breaky Show.
Triple M and Cactus coming up with the Valentine's Day review before 7:30. It is the Beach Boys there and I Can Hear Music. You're going to hear some classic stuff again right across the day and indeed across the weekend here on Triple M. 16 past 7, as you've heard in our news, about 12,000 people in the town of Port Macquarie on the mid-north coast for the State Cup of Junior Touch at the weekend. It's going to cause a bit of congestion. I thought we'd catch up with Paul Dilley from Highway Patrol to talk about places to avoid and ways to get around that area of Port Macquarie. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Mark.
What are conditions like at the moment, Paul, and what are the spots to avoid as far as you can see?
Traffic's very light at the moment. I just ask drivers to avoid using Clifton Drive to get towards Settlement City in about an hour because they will find that they'll be parked up for a long while. So if they could move further into town and use either Park Street or even Widdowson Street, they might get to their destinations.
Yeah, for sure. And the lights, Paul, are you doing patrol duty there, like on duty there, or are they just doing that through the traffic management centre to the airport turnoff?
I'm standing here at the moment monitoring that, but traffic management centre do have control. And we have the people from Men at Work, the great people from Men at Work, that'll assist if we need to shut the right turn.
Yeah, because I know sometimes you do when you're heading east into Port Macquarie on Hastings River Drive, they normally don't have the right turn there. You've got to go up to the roundabout near Otto's Nissan Hut. Is that right?
That's it. The night I'll be handing out hats.
Yeah, with business cards. I bet you used to. All right, Paul, good on you, buddy. Right. Thank you very much for that. It's just really peak times in morning and I suppose 4 to 5 o'clock we've got to look out for.
Well, it's earlier than that, Mark. There's a lot of teams that start to leave around the 1:30 mark.
Okay.
So we'll need to prioritise the lights, getting them out. But just lastly, it's one day of the year and let's enjoy it. But if you can avoid Hastings River Drive, that would be a bonus for our drivers.
All right, good on you. Thank you, Paul. But in the middle of the day, it's okay because the ladies from the Big Oysters will come and get me and beat me up otherwise. I got into trouble last time I said avoid the area, so we'll be a bit careful there for the businesses. Yeah. Good on you, Paul. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Mark.
Paul Dilley from Highway Patrol. 19 past 7, back in just a tick with Strawny Leaks, all the latest entertainment goss for the day today. Oh, if you love Elvis, there is a great show playing here on Sunday afternoon. What's that all about? Details next, along with the great man, Elton John. Tickets going on sale. Yes, it's very exciting for the show in the Hunter Valley. Details next.
Triple M's Entertainment Report with John Michael Housen.
Yes, and here he is with all the goss at 11 to 8. John Michael, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Hey, took it. Yeah.
Show.
Yes, green, yeah. Green bottle.
Green bottle, yeah.
That's right. And also talking about old things like that, wasn't it great they were talking about Mr. Squiggle again?
Yes, hey? Yes. Maybe making a comeback.
He was brilliant. Although I was always scared of the steam shovel. He was big. He was a bit aggressive, wasn't he?
Well, you know, you know what? I used to love going to the movies with my dad, the creepy movies. And I'd get down the floor and peep through the crack in the seat in front of me.
Ah, yeah, I'm like that. Well, I still don't like creepy movies. I do not like them at all. Anyway,
Unless you're at home.
Exactly
and then you
right.
You can run and hide in the dunny.
Yeah, get behind the lounge, yeah. John Michael, great news about Hugh Jackman. He's really close to a record.
He is close to a record. He has won three out of the major awards. He's won they call it the EGOT. He's won an Emmy. This week he won a Grammy for his show, The Greatest Showman. You know, then he's won a Tony Award for his show on Broadway. All he's got to do now is win an Oscar. And, you know, maybe in the future. There's very few people have won that. For one of them is the wonderful Rita Moreno, who's 80-something, whatever she is now, and she is going to be in the new version of West Side Story. But she is one, and Jeffrey Rush is only one off winning the Ergo as well.
Yeah.
I mean, what a great privilege it is, you know. I don't know what poor Jeffrey Rush is going to be doing. You know, maybe he'll have to join Kevin Spacey in exile. I don't know. But he's one off winning the four top awards.
Yeah, and he's just, John Michael, you never hear anybody say a bad word against Hugh. He just seems like a really, really lovely bloke.
Oh, he's lovely, and he's down to earth. I always point this out to people. You know, you have people like Alec Baldwin attacking photographers, and a group of them, you know. Even if the photographer's across the street, they run over and attack the photographer. Well, what I love about Hugh and Deb go out in the street, and if there are photographers there, they just stop and they pose, you know, and let them take pictures. And I mean, it's great. I mean, I think that's absolutely fabulous, because the photographers take their pictures and they go on their way. Mm. No dramas, no attacks, no whatever. Just a really nice guy, and a lovely woman he's married to as well.
Yeah. Great news for Queensland. They're going to do Aquaman 2. That means they're going to shoot it back there?
Yeah, well, Aquaman 2 is on the cards right now because it's made well over $1 billion, a huge hit, particularly in China, believe it or not, an enormous hit. And in Australia as well and around the world. I mean, it's full of special effects, you have to say. You know, it's a film that is fraught with special effects, you know, and particularly when they're under the water. I mean, a lot of that is quite amazing how they get that thing. You really would think that they were under the water, you know. So it's been a massive hit. James Wan, the director, is Australian, and, of course, he's a very successful director in Hollywood because he went off with his friend Andrew Wannell with a series of films called what was it called? Oh, he said it wasn't Scream. It was a slasher movie.
Oh, I know the one you mean.
Saw.
Was it Saw?
They made a fortune, and they've now moved on to being really, really very successful in other fields of, I mean, still directing and producing, but in a whole range of films. They're an amazing couple. They met at school in Melbourne, shared a love of movies, made a movie, a little pilot movie for their slasher movies, sent it off to America, and the next thing you know, they've got a deal and they're on their way.
Yeah, I think it was Saw.
Saw, that's it.
Yeah, it was Saw, yeah. I can't watch. I cannot.
How could I forget?
John Michael, I'll be down behind the lounge. I can't watch those films, fair dick. But anyway, they're very successful.
I know.
Good on you, mate.
Anything to do with slashing people up.
No, can't cop it. John Michael, time's beaten us. You have a great week, and we'll talk to you same time next week.
Okay, Mark. See you soon. Bye-bye.
Across the mid-north coast, Strawny for breakfast.
Triple M right across the coast from the best address in Australia, the mid-north coast, and Survivor there, and Eye of the Tiger. It is 13 past. Hey, come on with your shadow boxing when that was on. Hey, what a film, hey? Anybody goes to Philadelphia gets that shot on the steps, don't they? The old Rocky. Magnificent. 13 past 8, far from Rocky. It is the wheel next.
Triple M. Triple M birthday wheel. For 40 Wings, Port Macquarie. Wake up wonderful with a new bed from 40 Wings in the Port Home Zone.
Yeah, we go to Cat Eye to give Anne a shot at $1,000 this morning for 40 Wings. G'day, Anne. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
That's the way. What are you doing this weekend, Anne?
Oh, nothing much. I've got 3 days off from work.
So 3 days off.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Well, that's good. 3 days where you don't have to get up to an alarm is good, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Good on you, Anne. All right. I've simply got to match your birthday. What number are we looking for you?
15.
15 for Anne. All right, Anne, here we go. Come on, number 15. 15 for Anne. Come on. Oh, you rotten thing. It just went past. It's on the number 12.
Oh, oh wow.
Yeah, can't give you the cash, Anne. We were so close. But end of the month, Christy does a draw for the Triple M bag, jam-packed full of goodies. You're in the running to win that. And we wish you all the very best on your 3 days off, Anne.
Okay, thank you.
All the best. Thanks, Anne. Other birthdays today, I can tell you, Mr. Castaway Fishing Tours, Mark Saxon is birthdaying today. Ah, well done. I wonder if he's having a busman's holiday and out fishing on his birthday. I'll bet he is. Good on you, Mark, and I'm sure you'd be glad to see the red weed gone. From all your family and friends and Bluey and all your fishing mates, have a great day today. Now, people like Mark are sharing their birthdays with some very famous people around the world, like Simpsons co-creator Matt Groening, the beautiful Jane Seymour, and adventurer Ernest Shackleton, all born on this day, February 15.
Stone the crows. That's drawny.
Triple M, Mid-North Coast, and Christy with What's On the Mid-North Coast today for Holiday Coast Credit Union. Not far away. It is the Bee Gees there, a little night fever at 18 to 9.
Triple M's flight times.
Yeah, just checked in with Trent at the Port Macquarie Airport with the State Cup on, please, and now allow yourself at least an extra half an hour of travel time if you're going in peak times over the next 3 days because of the State Cup. Lots of people here. Paul Dilly from Highway Patrol just sent me a message, though. The traffic looks pretty good there at the moment, but try and avoid Clifton Drive if you can, if you want to head towards Settlement City today. Planes on time, 10:10 departure, QF2165 out of port. Should get you into Sydney around 11:30. Partly cloudy in Sydney today. And around that 27 degree mark for Sydney.
The Mid-North Coast today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
Here is Christy.
Hello, Friday. It's
yeah, Friday. Yeah, we're happy. Woo. We're happy.
Someone would think we wouldn't want to be here, but we do. No. We love being here.
We love being here, yeah. We're like leaving here too on a Friday. So,
How long have you got, Shawnee? Like 15 minutes?
Oh, you are funny. You are funny. What's happening today?
The Camden Haven Junior Board Riders have their registration day this afternoon from 5 o'clock at Rainbow Beach, Bonnie Hills. It's the first competition day, and it's on the first competition day.
Sunday.
On Sunday the 24th. The free lunchtime concerts at the Glasshouse continue today from 12:30 with The Last Resort. And the Babies Love Baby Bounces on at 10:30 at the Kempsey Shire Library. It's a free interactive session designed for kids 0 to 3. So it's half hour of songs, rhymes and stories.
Well done, Christy. Now, I've got to say, you have a new title in the building now.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, we had a big birthday celebration for Dale yesterday. We always have a cake when someone's birthday.
Yes.
Christy, you just burst through the whole crowd to be the hip hipper yesterday. Yeah, it
Hooray!
Was really good. And it was right near my ear hole.
It was a bit piercing, wasn't
my
it?
My wife says I'm deaf. I couldn't be because that was so loud.
Sorry.
Is that a designated job, to be the hip hipper at birthdays?
I have nominated myself to do that, whether it's someone I know or not. If we're in a public space and I hear
don't.
A birthday thing,
do
I
you
have
really?
To, yeah, I don't know what it is. My mum does the same. I think I've taken that trait from her. She has to be the hip hipper. So.
We have to get you a think on your office now.
Mm.
Christy Dixon... in brackets, hip hipper. All right?
I like it.
You're the cheat. Hooray! We'll be back on Monday. Triple M, Mid-North Coast. It's Strotty Fabrecki wrapping up a busy week. It's Mr. B. Joel there. You may be right. I may be crazy. I just may be the lunatic you're looking for. Now, that's Valentine's Day stuff, isn't it? It's spot on. Thank you, Billy. Now, if you missed any part of the show today, remember you can go to my page and catch up. It's all there on the Triple M website, okay? Also, our top three things to do, that's up on the Triple M Facebook site as well. Stack of good things on this weekend. Just before we go to the news with Hannah and Lee and then Hutto with beach and surf conditions to set up your weekend, I want to talk to you about a new promotion we're going to start next week. I've got a couple of newies, actually. One that's coming is called Bill Busters, right? It's coming to help and provide you with a little financial relief, whether it's the phone bill, the school fees, electricity bills. Triple M is going to be here to help you get your finances back on track. Now, to win, you've got to be a club member and tell us what bill you want paid, and we'll pay as much as we can before our credit cards bust as well, all right? That starts Monday, and you know we did the big announcement about Elton John and Strawdy Leaks today. The tickets for the Hope Hunter Estate Show, January 2020, in Elton John's Farewell Yellow Brick Road tour, go on sale from 9 this morning through Ticketek, all right? 9 this morning through Ticketek. I'm going to run a comp next week, and I'm going to give away some tickets. Now, I don't know how I got roped into this, but you will have to identify the Elton John's songs that I will be playing, me, common idiot me, right, on a kazoo. Yes. It's songs in the key of kazoo from Elton John. We'll be doing that next week. Ah, dear. Eldon, if you're listening, have you still got that kazoo? I'm going to need it, I think. Yeah, Elton in the key of kazoo. We're going to do that next week. Someone's going to win tickets to that show. Hope Estate, how good would it be? This is the last. This is it. 3 years it's going to take him to do this tour, and then he's finished the great Elton John. Don't forget it, my great sponsors, Port City Bowling Club. Lots of great stuff happening, including free entertainment tonight and tomorrow night. Matt Brook is on tomorrow night. If you love flamenco guitar, you love Matt. He is so good. And there are, of course, the free courtesy bus with Bobby driving the bus there over the next couple of days to get you to and from the club in style. Whatever you're doing, I want you to have a great Friday. Stand by Ray after nine, and don't forget the boys tomorrow, Caleb and Pommy Rich with the Weekend What's On. And Caleb has another double pass to the Red Hot Summer Tour also this afternoon after midday, after the 10 from then.
With love, health and friends, you can hold your head high. God's in his heaven, the sun's in the sky, and you have a treasure that money can't buy. Making the best of each day.